Passing Energy with your host Priest. When this smoke starts yapping, that's it. Prepare to be enlightened and entertained.
This is a prime example of why people who fans of Halle Bailey, and then people who generally have no offense but common sense, you know, who could see beyond what's in front of them. You know, well, that's discernment. But anyway, DDG tweeted, "This place is racist towards black people. They kicked my girlfriend out while doing her nails. Please give them a 1-star. They don't deserve business. Perfect nails." He said all this, right? His fans and Halle Bailey's fans attack this nail shop. The woman's scared to open up.
Layla, and I am owner of the Perfect Nail Salon. Today we had an accident. We had a call, client who was loyal, and she was a couple times already at our salon, and she was totally happy. That's why she was coming back, and she offered to so many of her friends to our place. And we know that people, like, it's not random people came. They came and they said from who they coming from, which is thank you so much. We trying to be the best at the market. Anyways, she made appointment today at 3 p.m. for her and her sister. Later, she called me back and she said, like, unfortunately, they can't be on time, and she wanted to reschedule 30 minutes late, which I said, I'm sorry, we are fully booked today and we can't take you if you're gonna be 30 minutes late. Then she said, okay. She came 15 minutes late, which is normal, and I said, yes, 10-15 minutes, you can be late, but not more. She came 15 minutes. We started doing her manicure because she had mani and pedicure, same, like, services. Then we switched her to pedicure, and then I asked, where's your sister, because it was already 20 minutes, and I said, like, unfortunately, it's already long time, so we can't take her because we have next appointment in 40 minutes. And she said, no, she's already coming and she's parking. At the end of the day, she was late 35 minutes. People texting bad reviews. They comment on all my Instagrams. They commenting very bad stuff. Like, I'm really scared. And just because you're famous, like, I'm really scared.
She's scared because you know how crazy all this. Because I know DGD fans, because they come in my section every other month ranting and raving while I'm just here laughing, because I'm having a good grand time because y'all are talking to Bozo. Just for Halle Bailey to put on her snap explaining the whole situation, and it has nothing to do with racism.
So I'm starting to get upset, and then me and the lady start going back and forth, because after all, I've been a loyal customer and everything, and you're at about 9 minutes, and she keeps going at me. And so I don't know if you guys know, but if you go to these, like, it's a Russian manicure place, so their English is good, but they're, like, kind of really they're really direct. So sometimes some of the things that they say, like, comes off like it's being rude just because their tone of voice. But other times I would just, you know, not really take it that seriously. But this girl, she was, like, literally, she walked over to my chair and is arguing with me about this. So at this point, I'm really upset, and we're going back and forth. And then Chloe walks in, and she's like, I'm so sorry, but you're going to have to be canceled. And I say, you know what? In the middle of my toes being taken off, I'm like, you know what? It's okay. We will just take our business elsewhere. And I get up, my feet still wet, my hands still all powdery. And I'm like, it's okay. Like, no worries. Because I'm not going to let you tell me that my sister can't get her nails done. Get my nails done? No. I'm like, no. So I got up. And we both got up out of there. And I said, you know what? God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I didn't get attitude-y as Aries as I could have. Chloe said I was still really nice. But I just told her, that is unacceptable and rude because I've been a loyal customer. So that really disappointed me. I got so upset, I started crying. Chloe was laughing at me and was like, Allie, it's okay, it's okay. But I got really upset because that's not how you treat people. Especially people who bring you customers and are consistent with going there. So I'm never going there again. Am I wrong for thinking that they should at least give me the benefit of the doubt, especially since I was already there and no one was in there? Am I tripping? Like, I know, like, you know, you have to be on time for appointments and stuff, but if you have a loyal customer, like, that is just not the way, being rude, not the way to go about it, to me. Y'all let me know if I'm tripping, though, but I don't think I was. Chloe told me I wasn't. So we just ended up going to another place that was close by. That was great. They were wonderful, and I love the way they did my nail.
What the nail tech said and what Halle Bailey said lines up. It was only a dispute over the time. Now, we could go into the specific of should this lady accommodate Halle Bailey for being... I mean, I'm sorry. She said she only went there twice. It's like, come on, ma'am. You ain't like we had 5 years or a year worth of you coming there. It's only been 2 weeks. I think she was banking on celebrity. I think she's banking on, you know, she's bringing her sister, who's another celebrity, to a spot. What benefit Perfect Nails? But if the lady don't care for her, she don't care. And the thing that she's running on about there was no one there, and she said, and it's not, I can say all that, guys. Y'all do your own research. But she ran on about how no one was there. I'm like, you don't know what this lady day was. You don't even know she wanted to close up shop after y'all appointment. You don't know what her day was lined up. So you can't just go off how empty the store was because you don't know what's going on. You weren't behind the register. Do I feel like they should accommodate her? Yes, you know, it was a good business move to accommodate her. But if they don't feel like they don't need it, they don't need it. You know, clearly they didn't care that you're a celebrity or not. As far as you're concerned, ma'am, I have a deadline. It is what it is. Rude, blunt, whatever it may be, that's a woman's store. If you don't like it, you have options. What she did went to other options. But DDG, the clout chaser. I don't understand why you insert yourself looking for attention, looking to go viral. You got your crazy fans who are a bunch of teenagers who don't know how to bathe. You got them to rant and lead this woman reviewers. I'm trying to figure why are these teenage boys doing reviews on women nails? What are you leaving stars for? Or for one experience? That's crazy. This is so entitlement 101. He lucky that she did not leak that she was flipping pregnant. That's what she lucky for. Oh, she might have signed an NDA. That's what she lucky for. If she was stink, she should have leak her, waddling her big self to the front door. You know what? I gonna leave. You lucky she didn't do that. Before I run on with this commenter, I find it very hilarious how TikTok basically allowed these set of people to use labels, say all they want to say to us creators. But when we respond, you already know I crave my words. I always say, if you want to dance, we could dance in the comment section. And trust and believe me, only one of us leaving crying. Y'all ones call my words bullying, but this person can say all they want to say. Anyway, in the world where comprehension is declining, I'm sure it's probably one random teenager who ain't getting to do, did not take a bath. You know, just roll over, pick up TikTok, they came from school, hop on their phone and say, let me just talk about a random garbage. This is why I said what I said, because you know why? Discernment. If I understand discernment is a gift. I can see beyond who y'all see. Y'all look at celebrities and then think that's all about them. There's depths to people. Y'all don't know these people. These people don't know you. Y'all swear for these people. These people will not hang around y'all if a check wasn't involved. I keep saying that. But anyway, this is Halle telling y'all to leave the situation alone. Y'all is not that serious. I just explained my day on Snapchat and did not name any names. We went to another salon and still got our nails done beautifully. LOL. Everyone be nice to everyone and calm down about some nails, please. This is Halle Bailey telling y'all crazy people to leave the woman alone. I have to give her flack because at the end of the day, it was your boyfriend that started this nonsense and you need to hold him accountable. But you're not, because you know why? You know who you signed up for. You know what you're dealing with, and you already settled with that. Now you're just trying to calm down his crazy fans that he stirred up. It's crazy how she's laughing at the situation. She's not even taking the situation seriously. Y'all trying to call everything racism. I'm not disputing that the lady could have had an attitude with her or whatever it may be, but don't label people of different race just because you're black. You automatically say, this person did it because I'm black. Anyway, like I said again, go bed. Please take a bath and rethink how you think. So this is an update on the situation with Halle Bailey and DDG. This is the reason why I said I don't care for him. And then his fan base come with their little violins trying to play me a tune that I said was outdated. Oh, he's a good person. You have to watch his stuff. I'm like, oh God, here's a napkin, a Kleenex, wipe those tears and do something else. Go bed. I don't know, whatever. So DGD tweeted this: being nice to people is free. It costs to be mean. Good job, thank you. Basically thanking his mob who terrorized this lady who was crying on camera, leaving her bad reviews. That is crazy. This is a prime example, like I said, on why I don't care for him. This dude was a clout chaser. And the fact that Halle Bailey is trying to minimize what he did. Your boyfriend is the cause of this, and you're acting like, oh, you know, it's the internet being weird or extra. No, your boyfriend's being extra, but you know, like I said, she knows who she is dating. This woman knows exactly what time it is and who this guy is, and that's what she likes. And honestly and truly, how she had the laughing emoji and everything, I said in my videos, past videos, something about those two, they have something in common outside of sex. Outside of lust and sex, they have something in common. And I believe DGD's stupid side, she resonates with it. And she's going to go along with whatever this fool say. And this DGD guy is not a child. And people try to make him look like he's such a little kid. This dude is 27 or 26. He's 26 or 27. Either or, he's close to 30. Like, just he's closer to 30 than he's closer to 20. So this dude is getting too old for this nonsense, and he's acting like he's a child. Stop hanging around these teenage boys who went straight to TikTok, straight to YouTube. They didn't go to bed. They came from school, went straight into bed, and put their phone on to watch you stream and talk garbage. That's what they did. And this is so sad. Y'all terrorize this woman. People come in my comment section, and what I find very crazy how TikTok, it's so sensitive towards what I say to these people, but these people are going to harass me, which is fine. I could take it. I have a big back. I could take it. But I'm just trying to say, I can't give you smoke. These people give me smoke, but I can't get no smoke back. Like, y'all serious? Come in here. Y'all delusional. That's why I would say I'm never a fan of no one. I like people. I like their music, but I'm not a fan of no one because what it takes to be a fan, I'm not interested in. I like a lot of people, but I don't like nonsense. I'm not going to stick up for nonsense. If people say now, okay, if people come in my comment section and say, let's say they're a fan of me. Let's say I do have a fan or whatever. And they say, someone say, what you think about what Priest said? What do you think what he said? He'd be like, oh, you know, Priest, he's a good person. He's an ass. And I'll turn around like, and what did you say? You told him I'm an ass, right? I'm a jackass. Bozo. Cause I could be ass. I could be ass sometimes. So you tell me now, you guys are going to blatantly ignore my assness, my jackasses. You're going to ignore my foolishness and pretend like everything I say is rainbows and sunshine. No, I could be a jackass when I'm ready. I ain't no shame in my game. That's who I am. Pimp walking with that badge of honor. Pimp walking. Pimp. That's how I am. But y'all, y'all pretend like this dude is a saint. He's fly from the heavens, fall from the heavens onto the earth. Like, y'all are so crazy, but I realize that maybe because y'all musty and y'all breathing your own fume, you didn't realize that this dude is doing a bunch of garbage. Take a shower, be refreshed, and then all the musts will clear your eyes up and you realize that this dude is full of nonsense. This is why I say I don't care for him. I don't care for him. I don't hate him. He don't do nothing to me personally for me to hate him. Like, he don't affect my day to day. But I don't care for him, his content, because I know what he is all about. And Halle Bailey's right next to him. I think Halle Bailey's cool, but trust and believe me, she give me the same vibe she does. She's the type of person who's true rock and hide hands. That's the type of person I get from her. And she hide behind her little baby boy. Okay. Ma'am, you're an adult. You're a woman. You're pregnant. Stop acting like a child, like a teenager. Speak like a woman. And stop being a baby. Okay? Anyway, let me know what y'all think down below. Remember to subscribe to YouTube. Y'all know what to do. Or the podcast streaming service. And y'all, the fan base, I trust and believe me, this ain't TikTok. This YouTube. Where I have a little more freedom to talk. So, if you're ready, let's go. Put on my clown mask. What you gotta say? Until next time, peace.